just feel the air in the back of you.
That means water.
No.
You want my t-shirt?
He's having a lot of fun.
I don't care much about the t-shirt, but yeah, we want to see you here now.
You do?
Well, you could take out your
You're a sick man.
Right, that's something I was Of course. Yes. I usually don't like that Wednesday.
We managed to use Ubuntu.
Is that why you did all the stuff with the slide or is there more?
No, there are more slides today.
Is that someone else's or
slide?
But
that's fine, I'm just checking.
I think this is solved. From here we go to Heidelberg.
Do we? Okay, how?
Helicopters,
you
said.
Should be.
We'll use it for guess.
Someone was querying for I guess.
Oh, should I?
We do have
you gonna take notes again?
Measure.
You wouldn't like it if I took you and sat you on my lap like that.
I don't like being hit by my knee either.
That was experimentation.
And he got a result.
So is the punishment to be set on your lap?
Just get intimate with me on my terms.
Mine or mine?
Okay. Has anybody checking the IRC channel? In case anybody
has someone shout on IRC that things start to move. So we've got plenty of people apparently.
No, we've got somebody remotely maybe who was awake.
I think it's like 5 o'clock.
She's sick and tired of this.
Once she was looking for the local team, see if they are around.
Yeah,
she's trying to fix the stream.
Okay.
Who?
That's it. We don't have a more have you? Have you read all the wiki to keep up?
Do you know how to fix our problems?
Yeah.
And another one.
More kids who are actually young.
It starts at 7 o'clock and this is slightly past.
There's no swimming at the moment. Is there anyone in the IRC that
I don't know. I'm not checking IRC. Is anybody checking IRC? I'm
on.
Did anybody say anything about this?
What time is it in Europe?
It's 4.
Four in the morning or the afternoon?
Morning.
I'm probably going to not watch it
last year, so I'm probably just.
I think
it's
just
a
question.
If Gareth has something, we should ask him questions.
Since we have only officially got 45 minutes, then we should probably start.
Yeah.
Anyway, do we have.
Tiago, the recording is confirmed? Yeah?
That's yes. That's of course the recording works.
Gosh,
you're doubting the video team.
Our video team is so relaxed.
Fucking crap. That goes recorded.
Okay, do you want to
do the summary or something?
Or do you want
to
do it?
I don't
mind. Well, with this time we have multiple slides. I mean, more than a title slide and another slide. Yeah, Manuel likes it.
Yay. So, that's fun. we've been talking with a lot of people. We had these two sessions here at DevConf. We talked with people on IRC, on email.
Carry on. You could have the TV for the trash, just carry on regardless.
Right. And so we had also meetings in person with some people that didn't come to the sessions. And from there, we asked them to everybody the same questions, which was what worked and what didn't in previous years' DevConf organization. Decision-making processes, especially. We got quite a few. bit of insight from these few patterns that are popularized and by based on all this, we wrote a wiki with more or less summarizes everyone's opinions. There's still people that we need to contact. We didn't have the time, it has been pretty intense. Peter was not here in particular. So this is still not finished, but at least we have something that we can start working on and share with everybody. I don't know if there's anything missing.
Again, we had stuff in the wiki, which includes some summaries of things that people who weren't a bit from some people who weren't in the meetings, but were happy for us to share their comments as well. So you can presumably look at that just now if you want to, if you have capability to split your mind between also listening and discussing now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we've done so far. The idea today now is to try and take some steps forward. We're still trying to kind of move forward slowly and understand what everyone thinks. So therefore, we thought today we can try and agree on some points that seem to be consensus from the discussion so far. So what we're going to do is put a few points at a time and then give space in this first section, or the main section of today's discussion, a few points, and then give people time to disagree or to add something they think is important in a specific area. We've got about 10 things like this to run through in three groups we put them into. And then of course any other things that people think are clearly agreed as well, we can also take. And then at the end, after that, we then have a few, if we have time, sorry we're starting late, we'll have some time that we've got a few questions we would discuss. Our intention then is if we get these things, if we understand whether people do agree with these things or with modified versions of them, then we can try and synthesize all this together, take with the various proposals we've had from people like Mad Duck's proposal, but some who else has been, sorry, other proposals we've had from people? Who else has given proposals that we are?
Giacomo,
Norman.
Points for different people. But again, basically our feeling is that most of these point in the same directions as each other, although obviously the details vary, so that therefore there is common ground to synthesize them. But we're not trying, again, we're trying to take small steps at a time and go forward together, so we're not trying today to give a full solution to everything, but just to give kind of things that we're calling, in this title, ingredients, that things that seem to be compatible, things that people think are important for us to do, and that we need to push forward on, compared to the current status. Yeah. So, the kind of a big one here, which is obviously, again, these are obviously kind of abstract until we push them back together, but I think things that people can, that picking out ideas that people have had in the discussions in the last couple of days.
And this was one that
this is a really big thing that a lot of people seem to feel.
Yeah.
That currently that we've had a lack of clarity in what decision-making processes actually are and how they should function. So we had, for example, Martin saying we need a clear definition of roles and associated powers around DevConf. Norman in his email contribution said we need to define clear roles and powers of the roles and procedures on how the team should work. And again, Anna had said there's some problems where some people have assumed that silence was meaning consensus, but silent approval is the problem. We need to understand together when is it fine to just push forward, when do we need to get approval from other peoples within sub-teams or within the overall DevConf team or going to the wider group of Debian. This is just a general area. Again, we're not on this slide obviously trying to give the solution, but it's clearly something that anything we move forward on needs to really take this into account. So I'll show a couple of others and then we can discuss a bit if there's things people want to say. So again, these ones kind of relate to each other. So the next one would be to have a better defined
sub-team membership, that at the moment there are within DevGolf different sub-teams that interact. I mean, obviously people talk about global team and local team as one categorization, but we also have things like the video team, talks team, a lot of different teams that work in different areas. And we need some way that is interacting with each other, but also at the moment it's really often very unclear who is the sub-specific team. And we don't want, this is not a question of again, no one is suggesting to exclude from these teams, but in fact we include people, we want to know who is actually in those ones. So for example, I mean again, when you have discussions, you want to know who is active in a team and therefore whose opinions are the ones that should really be given more weight here because they are the ones who are contributing most. Again, we had a comment about bike sharing to people outside the team, but again, we had Tiago in a different direction saying that he was looking for input for things, but again, before the conference started and everyone's in one place, it was very unclear to him who was actually in charge of making some of the decisions. Because we haven't really had a clear list of what the teams are, but certainly not who is in the given teams and how they should work and how those teams want to function. Again, another element in this, another ingredient here would be better defined responsibilities for the sub-teams.
Yeah, that's another one that has also consensus too.
Again, this comes from many people have been saying it, and again, we've picked out a couple of quotes that kind of represent the apparent consensus here. But a lot more people said similar kinds of things. So Didier said it's not always clear when decisions being made. There's many different bodies, but we don't really have any very clear mechanism of how these are meant to work together and which team is allowed to make decisions, what decisions should come from different places or from sub-teams together or so on. And again, Martin said we need to clearly define the roles and associated powers around DevGolf. So let's open for a moment for some feedback or comments or people to say these are completely wrong ideas or they don't agree or they want to modify them a bit. Tassie is going to take some notes on the computer and Martine is going to take some notes on paper again. So we will try and integrate back in what people want to say about these points. If you just want to agree, that's great, but I'm sure some people have some more nuanced comments as well to make.
I know that it may not be the general position, but I have stated that having more structure, I do not think it's a necessity. I mean, yes, there are some, but very few things that need to be defined. That's mainly how money is spent, because it's something we don't want. We cannot be bothering the DPL with all the time, so I think that was something necessary. But I think the way that teams are somewhat informally defined and with somewhat informal roles, say for example, who wants to have a say on the layout of the talks forms the talks team, but that doesn't exclude others from talking on deciding or opposing or even imposing some things if there are some strong reasons to do it. I think having too much structure will not help much.
I just would quickly like to respond to that. Norman wrote an email yesterday, and in it he said that the proposal seemed to echo pretty much the status quo anyway. So I don't think we're looking for more structure, but what we are trying to do is being proposed is that people know better what their roles are and what they can and cannot do without other people. So this ties into everything, like, you know, Michael saying there are people outside the team who are very vocal. How much, you know, should we listen to them? And I agree with you, we should listen to whatever feedback we can get. But if we always do that and we are unable to make a decision, then at some point in time, the team needs to be able to say, okay, thank you very much for all the feedback. We're going to do this. And then that must be, you know, fine.
I also think that basically every local team so far has, in the end, come up with some structure and what people could decide on their own or not. The problem is getting there when it's not really defined anywhere officially is a painful process that every local team repeats every year, and we should avoid that.
But I think that structure, it's a, yeah, sometimes it's very hard to achieve, but it's an equilibrium that will vary a lot with the cultural and the personal ingredients of each team.
That's true, but in the end, I think at least in those DevConfs where I've seen what the local team has done, which aren't many, they were very similar to each other. And it would have helped if some rules would have been defined more clearly beforehand. And there's no reason why a local team shouldn't deviate from those definitions, but it would give a starting point that's currently not given, I think.
That sounds more like a best practices handbook.
Basically, that's what I'm thinking of. Yes, like guidelines, not strict rules, but guidelines.
Well, I mean, also we have no, whatever we write down on paper, we have no power to bind Fijiers. You must remember. I mean, so we can't. Of course, we will. We may have some things we think are good ideas, and we expect at the moment we want to keep from year to year. But there's no mechanism that we could force something to be written in stone forever. So
exactly.
I guess it's also important to keep in mind that there's a certain amount of experience that accumulates with people who are doing multiple DevConfs, and yet, this is probably just a retrace of what you just said, yet none of these people will push for a change that where a lot of people are vocally against.
Yeah.
So you're always motivated to listen to feedback. I guess one of the core points that I didn't see that on the slides is the sort of time element. Because we sometimes have pressing time deadlines, and so we need to make a decision.
Yeah. And nobody wants to fight uphill battles. So that's exactly why you listen to feedback. Yeah.
Just as a short quote from Sledge from our conversation, and we are taking it into account. Regarding too much procedure establishment also may demotivate people to work. Like, people also want to have freedom, and so they don't want to arrive and have the recipe. You should work like this. This is not how things usually work. But then we know that this can, like, so that the people
balance.
We need to seek the balance to find what is the...
I mean, I'm among those people who like to come and do something. Like this DevConf, I wasn't on any team before I came, but I ended up on the video team because they needed people. I don't care if there was any specific role about this or anything, but it's what I did. So, and last year I helped out at the bar, which was also like just where a few hands were needed. I agree. I mean, a lot of people don't want to follow too strict rules. That's why I say I think guidelines would help a team to come up with their structure. I think it might irritate a few people who don't like to work in such structures. But
I think the fact that we should not encode too much things resonates to me in the sense that I must admit I never read the full DevConf manual. It's just too much. It's quite large, and it quite encodes things that will be different for you. And I think I would probably have appreciated an IRC bootstrap discussion or a short wiki list that says this will be handled by these people, and this will be handled by these people, and this is like in the middle ground, these things we need to discuss. And I think that would quite lay down already what we can expect from people without saying, when you have this problem, you have to do this procedure of 7 points and wait, blah, 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 and all that, I think.
Mm-hmm. for example, Bootstrap meeting or wiki, like when after the meeting is selected or something like that.
I would go as far as saying maybe we should pay for one of the DevConf chairs to come and meet the local team early on and have a full afternoon of just explaining how it works, how we intend to work, seeing people face to face, and all that. And I mean, that's one flight back and forth.
Are you on the same point, just Gunnar, since you want to respond? Just
I don't know, I wanted to respond to Sven.
So you go first.
Okay. I'm
responding to Didier.
I didn't want to say to Didier that... just mentors, not necessarily chairs, they can be the same.
Sure, sure.
Like, yeah. Okay, anyway. To Sven, I don't think anybody, or at least this is my understanding, is trying to create a rule set by which like a local team forming for DC16 needs to abide by.
No.
I think this is much more about the longer term, how we all work together, mm-hmm. and it's going to give some sort of structure to the local team, but how you organize yourselves locally on site is completely up to you.
Right.
As long as you respect the interfaces to the other teams.
Well, the point is that exactly this, how you interface with the other part of the teams,
that's
the other sub-teams, that's the roles. But I think that's what we should actually find. How do we think that the sub-teams should be organized and interface with each other? But it should still just be guidelines, because every location is different, people are different, so...
Yeah. No, just backing what Didier said, during like 3 years at least, when it was, Bosnia, Nicaragua, and Switzerland, there was a visit from the chairs, by some of the chairs, to the local teams while they were in preparation. I think those visits achieved the important things. In the specific case of Switzerland, for example, it helped defuse this crisis that was mounting regarding the place, and I think it was vital to make things work. The previous years, it served as a motivation for the locals and gathered more organization that really helped get more people into the local team, and I guess it's not always needed. Again, each time it will be different, but it should be a concept we should not set aside.
Just a point of procedure, is there more of your presentation?
No.
Are people starting to talk about things that you were planning on presenting?
We're starting to come into it, so probably we've got a few more things about, on very broad terms, how teams would work later on. So maybe we can leave that topic a bit, but if there's anything else people want, and then more generally on this ones we've had so far.
Very shortly, what Gunnar said, I think the Switzerland visit was quite late. A visit I'm envisioning is like really early, before the team starts, with the people, just actually how things work, not to actually check that the venue has accessible toilets.
And they do that have helped earlier on to diffuse much earlier.
So actually, on the practical thing, are there people here who genuinely need to leave in 15 minutes, or can we carry on a bit till the hour, if we need to? Is it just because if we're leaving in 15 minutes, we really need to make a move on. That's all I'm.
Yeah, we'll get the keg wheeled in here.
Probably should move on anyway.
Yeah, I mean we should move on a bit, but I mean I want to give time for people to comment a bit. That's all. So should we look at the next group of points?
Yes.
So this is, again, some more general things that came out from a number of people's comments. Again, we've got a couple of quotes that represent what seems to be a kind of consensus or general view, which is, this is, again, something that has more or less been true, but has not always been true in different teams, or it's something maybe we should be pushing harder, that maybe sub-team membership should be generally something that continues from year to year. Of course, we can't force anyone to carry on. Maybe some particular team changes fundamentally between one year and the next, but that generally in things like talks team, front desk team, different types of team, we should be expecting, fundraising team, bursary, sponsorship, whatever, bursary, so on. You were right. I'm just, some people, because there's confusion, I mentioned all the possible names. and Herb, yes. Herb, if that means anything.
Not at all.
Then we should have an expectation
and kind of hope that people in these teams will carry on for at least for a couple of years. Not again, we're not expecting people to sign up for life, of course, but that it's these kind of teams we should want to be something that persists across years. They're not only there for one DevConf, but they have some kind of life from year to year. And again, even if the people change, they will change things where they think they need to be changed, but not just starting from scratch every year. So again, a couple of comments. One comment from Kata, that most of the people on those kind of teams should serve many DevConfs. Well, he's obviously optimistic about people's availability, but I mean, again, more than one.
Sure.
And you did saying that in a different direction, that she saw problems where the global team as a supervising instance seemed to disappear, and that there was just a lack of this continuity. I'll go through a couple of things and then we can discuss them. Something that's different but is kind of related in some kind of matrix here, it would be that we need, again, some kind of clearer timeline of when things happen in the DevConf year. So, I mean, Patty was just talking about how we needed to communicate our deadlines more clearly. Felipe said things have sometimes started too late and then there's not been enough time for them to work properly. And again, in Maddox's proposal for the kind of procedural elements of DevConf, he had a sensible suggestion that we could start from and discuss with everyone of how the timeline should work through the year for the procedural side of stuff. Again, although clearly it will in practice vary across different years, it's again something you can have as a starting point, just so that people don't get surprised by actually something needs to happen earlier in the year than they expected. I mean, if you're a new local team coming in, there's a lot of things that you don't necessarily know the lead times on. And again, rather than expecting every year's group, including locals and different coordinators, to come up with that from scratch, or to try and dig back through email discussions and different meeting agendas and so on, clearly, it would make sense to have a kind of basic template timeline that we kind of start from and modify for that year. And then, again, within these teams, we should have some kind of clearer documentation on agreed processes. Again, this doesn't mean it's fixed forever, but just so that there's a more awareness of what is agreed already and what is the expectation. Again, you can argue to modify that, but that if you're just going ahead with things of the default, there should be some clearer documentation on the kind of what our expected procedures are.
Without probably going to the depths of the
Yeah, exactly. Problem. Not.
Have some.
Well, again, it depends on the sub team.
Yeah.
But so again, Felipe says it seems that everyone in the team was making subjective decisions based on their own preferences. That maybe there wasn't a clear enough basic agreement of what the expectations were. And again, Steve was saying to us, in relation to this, clearly something sensible is to say we should document not only the decisions and what these processes are, but also the reasons for them. Because again, that's in some cases, even when we have the documentation, it's kind of unclear to someone in a future year, well, why did you say that? Is that really sensible for our year or not?
Yes. Which sometimes includes the reasons that would have been speaking against your decision, just to make sure we consider that.
But again, so Steve just says
that helps to diffuse discussions too.
Exactly.
Yes, so Steve says document the reasons as well, so people can understand how things are what they are. And again, that could mean so you know. Well, actually, we can throw away this procedure now because it's different. Just to understand where things have come from. So, do people have some comments?
Just on that very last point, I mean, I think that's an excellent suggestion, and we do that all over the project, where we try at least to communicate why we're doing things, not just that we're doing things. We should probably not try to document too much too rigidly, and there's going to be a lot of that that's going to be stored in the brain cells of people who are involved for longer periods of time. My play is to these people as well, though, to stay open-minded. You know, I mean, it's always, we've seen it this year, a couple of the new experiments, because we were open-minded, and they worked out fine, a couple didn't, and if we can keep that up, I think that would be cool.
But I think actually that's again the point about saying your reasons, because even if you are the person who made a decision 5 years ago, if you don't remember why you made that decision, you can be very defensive about it.
Absolutely. If you do remember the reasons, then they may not even apply.
Exactly. some other comments?
I like the gate at proposal at this point. Because it's more or less what happened actually. It's the way that Gonf was built. If you see the video team and the network team, you're gonna see the same people, global people doing the same work in each platform. So what's missing is delegation. And we have Phil doing network of almost all platforms. We had Holger doing video. For the other teams, I can't remember, but it's more or less same people. Even if they are not coordinating, they are quite involved in sponsorship. Same people in talks team. Same people. Cheese, more or less. So it happens already. It's something natural that, in my opinion, it works very well. But the thing is, should be clear, and to avoid things that we had this year in video team that Holger couldn't manage to coordinate, and there was no delegation to invite to do his work and to push some important decisions that we had to do, and nobody was feeling with the authority to make. So it's just I'd like to hear feedback on this, because I'm pretty sure that is a good way to keep doing that conf, but just to fix this point that is missing authority for people to make a decision.
So it seems that by leaving too much without delegating, nobody was able to stand up.
And there saying was not that clear,
it's nice to have the same global people acting the sub teams for main dev comps as it happens, but with clear delegation. Because at that time Holger gave up for this dev comp. If he had a way that now it's gonna be Thiago, it's gonna be Franklin, it's gonna be someone else, I'm sure it would be much better for the team. Because we had so many people trying to work together, but nobody had this feeling, these authorities to make those decisions in the right time. And the local team was expecting a lot of answers from us, like the schedule for the setup, because Volo had to reserve the room. We couldn't find Holger at that time, but we are not sure if you agreed to that setup, and so things like that.
I think both Cathy and Martin have things to say in response.
I was thinking about the idea of legitimacy, that you probably had people on the team that could make the decision, understood the situation, but you didn't maybe feel that you had a mechanism for the community to ratify it and say, yes, this, you know, anoint you. Yeah. Yes, please. You know. And yeah, so I think the global team, or I don't understand the teams well enough, but I'm just pointing out that that's...
Don't worry.
But it's nice somewhere to have the function that gives legitimacy to the leadership that's required at any given time.
Yeah. I think, and in addition to having something like, you know, a backup leader or something, anything could ever happen, right? The fast factor thing.
Yes.
In addition to that, it would be useful to have a sort of like the supervisory idea that Judith wrote, because in the situation of the video team, I mean, let's not talk about people, right? But in the situation of the video team, it would have been good if, because of frequent pings and like sort of obligatory meetings that happen at regular intervals, it had become quite clear to some sort of global team body that is in charge of this, that there's a need for, I always call them personnel changes. I know it sounds horrible, but I mean, you know, like you need to make some changes. You need to make sure that the team keeps working.
Generational graduation. Leadership vacuum.
Like, does anyone object to this idea of having many people, same people leading the sub teams globally?
I'm somewhat amazed at this thing you say. I was not really involved, but I mean, coming from something that was already seen as a burnout, a personal burnout problem, that and knowing that one of the most constant teams was yours. I mean, I know that the many members of that team already knew basically all of the work they have to do. I understand the problem is knowing who coordinates, but you all knew the work that needed to be done. So I don't know how. I mean, documenting things is fine, but in this case, I do not think having the functions documented would have saved the inconvenience, because you already knew them very well, I think.
Yeah, there are two different things, but both things I think are important. But for sure, the leaders clear.
Knowing how to work and knowing the work to be done and knowing how to work together are two different things. And even though you have 10 people that know the things that need to be done, having an explicit person that feels in charge and responsible to make it happen is good, I think. Even if you say, okay, none of you wants to be the leader, so we pick someone random and... Well, I mean, I think it's even better than having no one across 10 persons,
yeah.
I think.
In the case of the video thing, it wasn't just that no one having someone to do the work, it was the communication gap between having a clear succession. Who knows? Nate, who's done it for years, is gone. Who's going to be person B? Who's going to take over and be the point of contact? Because the local team didn't know what was needed.
I think this is also leading into preempting something else. And if there are other points people want to make in this section,
we should move on.
Okay. So,
next up.
So Kate said we need clear, responsible persons. And again, these are examples. Many people said similar things. Didier said sometimes individuals make uncoordinated decisions, again, because of the lack of an agreement, or even no one has really asked the question in some cases, who is leading on a particular issue. So as well as defining what sub-teams exist, if we have sub-teams, it makes sense to have some agreement on how those are being pushed forward. I'll just run through a few things and then we can discuss again, I guess. Mm-hmm. So similarly, again, a point people have already been making here, is something we could call kind of sub-team shadows, maybe, or some other, whatever title people like about it. So again, these are from different comments people have made, but so one comment of, and everyone that is able to, and
everyone's clear on what we mean.
Well, here. Okay. Yeah. So the basic. Sorry, you explain.
The idea would be to have somebody in the team that is working with the leader that is.
Different person.
It's different person and learning if needs to learn, or maybe somebody who really has a lot of experience is current, is helping, but at the same time is ready to step up. So we have a backup. Agree in place, and also is a way to continue the traditional memory and maybe to divide the load of work.
So even if there's a point, even if we need to have, maybe it makes sense to have someone who's the leader, but we need to also make sure they're not just a single point of failure. I mean, anyone in Debian clearly has the right and reason at any time to become too busy. We're not paying people to be here. Even if you were paying people, you need to make sure you have a backup there. So again, someone comment, I did more than I was able to, and that made me sick, since we need to protect each other. People feel too guilty to back away. Or again, Patty saying the last 2 weeks before the conference is a full-time job. You cannot have everything channeled in what's basically a volunteer project. We can't have everything channeled through one person in any case. We need someone. And but again, for something like the video team, it also means, as has happened in the video team case, where the previous kind of accepted leader backed out of it, we need to know what happens then. And at that time, it's not a good time to have a big discussion and argument and who's going to do it and look for someone. You really want to know in advance who's effectively there, who knows what's going on enough, and who could step in and do the work if it's necessary. Another thing, again, in terms of people's comments about kind of keeping experienced people involved, we're taking, again, the idea that maybe you might have seen in Debian in the release team having wizards, which could be people who have been, well, often people maybe who've been involved for a number of years. Maybe they don't have so much time anymore to actually do the day-to-day work, but we want to keep the recognition that those people have the experience and that they are there to be asked questions and to give advice. And again, it could be advice on what to do, it could be questions of why did we do this before, should we change it now? So again, Norman saying he asked people a lot and it helped him in how to understand how DevConf works and to avoid reinventing the wheel. And again, from Martin saying the DevConf 15, this is about the DevConf 15 team bid process, that they had a lot of DevConf experienced people, but I've often asked myself what it would have been like if we weren't as experienced, that we need that kind of role. We do have people around, but at the moment it's not visible. So if you've been involved in DevConf many years, you might know who to ask, but that's not really solving the problem then. We need these people to have some visibility, so even someone who's come new into DevConf knows who's the right person to ask about an area, to ask how's this been done in the past, what worked, I've got this new idea, did we try this before, or so on.
Also, it's a good way to recognize the work of many years of people, so we care about what you have to say, even if you don't have the time to be around much.
The final point in this little section is, again, the idea that maybe within the sub-teams, it seems we should have some kind, for each tough sub-team, probably some kind of local team liaison. Because a lot of the communication problems we've had have often been, well, to some extent between sub-teams, but mostly that's actually the most common case of that by far is between the sub-team, the other sub-team, and the kind of local team sub-team. Again, we had a comment from Steve as an example here that communicating upstream within DevConf has been a challenge, especially when there's time pressure. And again, sometimes this all comes down to just the local team leaders trying to do this communication. But that's, again, putting even more pressure onto one or two people who already don't have time to do the jobs that they want to do. So
also, having been able for the local team to have somebody in every team. So they have the chance to know early about problems, to warn about stuff, so to help for a much more fluid communication.
And again, maybe in some cases this could be someone who's already been in a particular team for a number of years, but also it could just be someone whose role is just going to be to communicate. Maybe they're not going to actually work in the talks team, say, they're just going to be a mechanism, a conduit to make sure that the communication happens and that we don't end up with different expectations or so on between different parts of DevConf. I've forgotten the slide saying feedback, but we want some more feedback now.
I'm really impressed with I like these ideas. I've talked to you about some of them. But if in future years these positions became too concrete, it could hurt one of the strengths I see in this community of the flexibility that allows things to happen because they just happen to be, at the time, the most appropriate. And so, it seems almost like a checklist of things for the local team to go through. We recommend that even if many of these are the same persons, that you have a sense of who these people might be in your group. So that people don't feel that they're stepping on each other's toes for doing each other's jobs, you know, that you actually have ego issues around, oh, I was going to do that, you know, like that.
Yeah, there's only, well, I also like this roundup of topics, and it's closing very well. The only quote that here I didn't feel much in place was the quote from Patty. I mean, I don't know, I really thought it would be expected for anybody in a local team that the last 2 weeks before the conference would be a full-time job. I think if it was only 2 weeks, it was highly successful. I mean, meaning, yes. From all of the teams I work with, it's at least one full month of one or two people that are full time doing DevCon.
I still don't know how they don't get fired.
I don't think she was necessarily saying this was to change, but just recognizing that if it is a full-time job already, you want some backup there.
Right. Okay.
There is one point there that doesn't help is when the decisions you take are challenged, then you have a communication overhead that is very, very painful. Mm-hmm. When you have clearly delegated persons and you trust them to do the right thing and only challenge when it's really, really important, then it also helps the conference happen.
One comment about what you said, that it's, we might lose what makes this community special the way we were if we take all those positions like so strict. We're not thinking about like there needs to be a research in each team. There are some things that it's good we know that there will be some positions, I don't know the positions, the name, but that we really want, like the leader, we really want to know to whom we want to address, but not necessarily all those positions.
Yeah, I think that's one. For example, like a shadow, I usually hear the term shadow being used as a verb, you know, like kids are shadowing their dads on the job this week, you know, or it's nice to have a shadow, you know, not a specific person, but the idea of always passing on and mentoring whenever you're doing things. Remember the downline, remember the next generation.
Well, again, you might hope that in a well-functioning ideal team, you would have a group of people who are already there to step in and all learning. But it's again just we should be aware of these issues and watch for when that's not happening.
To have the same person when the first one burns up.
But that's I would just suggest to be careful about saying this person and instead just think of it as a overall cultural habit to help people not feel insecure about teaching someone else to do what they do. You know, encourage people not to feel indispensable, and that's part of good leadership is to pass on their skills.
Yeah, I think we should force ourselves to roll over some positions after a few years. I think we shouldn't be solid like all the 7 years the same person is doing the same thing. We should like okay.
Cross training.
Yeah. It's like you've been doing that for 3 years now. Can you let somebody else do it? And you know
how? Well, doing the reverse shadow.
Yeah.
Like have someone else do it and help them only if when needed.
At some point, getting the knowledge that I would really not have the time to continue with the responsibility. Yeah, I suggested having a fixed term for being a chair. I don't know if a fixed term should work, but yeah, it should encourage at least every so much time a reality check. Yeah. Because things change in the life of every day.
Not necessarily time limited.
What?
Was the delegation time limited?
No.
I think that would be good because then you can opt out more easily than having to actually explain why you leave. Or it's easy to say I just don't renew. There is no issue with that. Mm-hmm.
But that's
general.
But that's for chairs, and what Felipe was saying, I think, was more in general.
Yeah. One of the things that the same way we were talking about having a checklist for local teams with more or less, you have to start 120 days before your day, this kind of framework that they can apply on. The global team or the chairs, or they have this checklist to go through before the next DC start, which is like, do we have a video team leader? Do we have this, like, are you good for this next year? Like, are you healthy? Are you happy? So then when we start, all the points are checked, and it's like, or to make the call, it's like, hey, you're doing this for 5 years now. Can you reverse shuttle somebody else?
Can you train me to do
before you burn out? So it's also, I think I really like Eric's point on that. It's like taking care of each other, like telling somebody, hey, you're doing too much, you're pushing too hard now.
delegate, please.
Yeah, but I also think that although it can be hard to do, I think I, in principle, like the idea of getting people to just move roles, because again, some people, they really want to stay involved in DevConf, and that's their reason for keeping the particular job. Obviously, some people have a specific role, they really, that's all they're interested in. But we should also recognize if someone's been responsible in some particular role, we should let them move into a different team and recognize that. I mean, or push them, you've done this for too long, yeah. You'll get bored eventually, so take a year out and do something else, and then, yeah.
Yeah, in many places, companies, people's encouraged to, okay, you've been doing this for too long. Wait, do something else. Before you get burned out.
Like the company on your notebook.
Yeah, this one. Maybe because I was working there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Do not fight for the word. Just
go for that.
I forgot, so go ahead.
No, I was just saying that eventually people will get probably first bored by a job and then annoyed by it if they keep the same job all the time. So it's probably really good to encourage them to move on to something else. But on the other hand, something that doesn't happen at Google is stay in contact and provide your experience when needed. That's something that would really be good.
Moving to
There is one difference between Google and us, is that at Google you probably have engineers at hand that can just swap people. And sometimes in Debian as well as in DevConf, not necessarily. Okay, but you don't necessarily have. Okay, then you can just move to something else because there are 5 minions that could replace you. Mm-hmm. And I don't. That just doesn't work in Debian, and I don't see how that.
It also doesn't work in Google.
Push Google as a little bit more in.
I think we move.
But it's still that people are encouraged to move on that keeps them effective.
Yeah.
Because they're interested in the job. And it's not bored.
Yeah, we're definitely over time now. Do people want to just stop, or do people want 5 minutes more?
Is there another session?
There is not another session in the room, but I am. It is quite an acceptable viewpoint to say we've discussed for pretty much an hour. Do we want 5 minutes extra, or are you?
We started 15 minutes late.
Well, well, we've already. That was to go for 45 minutes officially.
The presentation is over, or do you
still? So there's one. The couple of extra points, but should we just go 5 minutes more? I don't want to go on significantly more, but
let's go 15
one more question. Well, that's too much, I think, but
let's finish the slides.
Let's do this question at least, which is something practical, completely different from what we've been saying so far, is just say, what sub-teams do we actually believe should exist, or do exist already?
You don't have the proposal slide, just have the...
No.
Okay.
That's a real question.
How many teams do we have now?
Tals, bursaries, fundraising.
Was someone writing?
Yeah.
Registration. Bursaries, fundraising.
Registration.
Registration.
Bursaries, fundraising.
Okay.
Visa.
Visa.
Video team. Front desk is registration, more or less.
Not necessarily.
Admin.
Talk selection.
Says admin. We have
talks.
Scheduling.
Schedule.
Scheduling is always
the same. Accommodation.
I think we should not start by
accommodation.
Maybe start by listing the tasks, because
if we're having this kind of structure, we may want fewer teams than the current list. I think it makes sense people just to say since we want to be very quick, just
listing the teams just help remember.
So shall I name them again? Versus from Grayson. Visa, video, front desk, registration, docs, sysadmins, schedule, accommodation.
Front desk, food, and accommodation.
Food and accommodation is one thing.
You have to talk to
normally.
People.
Registration may be merged with visas. They're not the same.
The line between
network.
Yeah, but I was thinking
Summit,
of global sysadmin.
Summit Penta is another team.
Conference.
That's under with
the management.
Well, Summit should be inside the sysadmin.
Same as
the
administration.
Trying to reduce the number, I will group thematic.
So I would imagine there is some sort of under the local umbrella, because then there is like day trip.
I would say, maybe I'd say something like social events.
Social events.
Can I
interject for
you were trying to just guess, brainstorm what we have currently.
Well, or what you think really should exist that doesn't yet.
That's used mainly only for bid selection.
Mm-hmm. There's an accounting budget.
Oh yeah, money.
How many hundreds of people are there?
We are considering, as one thing that we don't have right now, is volunteer coordination.
We have had it at some point in the past few years.
Yeah, but that probably runs well under frontlines.
It doesn't take care of video. There's video team volunteers and
so check in here.
What is that?
But there's also volunteers and
there's a cock sitting here, then that might have a different implication.
It's with a Q at the end
when it works.
One quick thought to this. I mean, we just had a little exchange here. If we have 1,000 teams and our goal is to define roles and interfaces and so on, we're also like going to kill us. The importance to consider, and this is something to get back to a point that you made, Gunnar, earlier on, is that, for instance, if we say there is a venue team or a local team, we're not preventing them from creating a sub-team or delegating specifically the day trip and the food to other people. And just like, you know, budget and sponsorship and accounting really doesn't have to be
separate.
They're going to be people flocking together anyway, right? And talks and scheduling, obviously, registration, visa, travel, I think that could also be
front desk. It can evolve, for
exactly.
But
I agree,
let's keep it simple.
I certainly would agree. I think having to have fewer may make sense.
It's just the other thing that I think is important is that people on the other side of the wall perceive those things as different teams. They don't realize it might be the same person doing four different email alias, but
wearing different roles.
You get different shirts on for different roles.
Then we'll use badges.
Well, this thing like the generals with a hundred.
Can you clustering of this now, or
I don't think. I think probably we can discuss a bit more after the meeting and try and cluster and then come back with something rather than. So one more question. This is again clearly you could write essays in response to this, and we've kind of discussed a little bit already. But this was a kind of thing we were saying as an open question. We've had some comments on, but maybe other people want to comment on about how much it does make sense to fix from year to year.
It depends from year to year.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, then.
Fix few, but fix good.
Fix early and fix often.
Well, in the sense that I'd rather tackle 2-3 problems and not really discuss that, rather than trying to tackle all 10 of the problems we identified and fix them all.
Sometimes I also think that right now it's the traditional alarming problems. When you have this major incident, everybody gets together and say, oh my god, we didn't monitor this. That's right, 35 different alarms to monitor all that stuff. And then our mirror box are like filling because everything is alarming. And then you're not healthy anymore, right? But so we are super worried about a bunch of stuff. Once we fix the core things and we get in a healthy state, we will not be so afraid of like keeping it high level or not. go into too much detail.
And also we are in a quite healthy state, I think.
So we're in a what, sir?
We're in a quite healthy state still. I mean, we're about to fix some problems, but
you're still here. The conference didn't happen.
Is it?
It's just bloody cold, right?
Yes.
It's just bloody cold.
It's a conference as well.
Oh, wow.
Maybe for anyone have any quick final comments? If not, I would suggest, since we're about 5 minutes over our 15 minutes past thing, we should probably stop and move to the bar or whatever we do.
Yes.
And thank you everyone for participating in the previous session today. I feel we've made good progress here.
My notes here can say, I feel like I love progress in my head.
I mean,
good work, James. Thanks for
it. Well, I think it's from people's comments to get. Again, I think we have managed to draw out together things that are kind of points of agreement that we can now try and move forward on, rather than just having some of these discussions in previous years have just been a bit confrontational or just a set of my proposal against your proposal kind of things.
Yeah, I think we need to thank everyone involved up to now that we managed to keep this in well.
Healthy environment.
Yeah.
Are you still putting this on the mailing list to get feedback, or did you do that offline through contacting people?
Just imagine if there is a storm coming here now.
So there's a dream. So maybe some. No, but maybe people are really the emails.
No. Sorry. Just after all, I feel well, like you were expecting something bad to erupt. What usually happens with us is that we tend to fight when we cannot see each other's face, but it's not very common that we fight face to face. Mm. It happens.
Some of the previous DevCon sessions have been
very completely monotonous.
It does happen. I have seen it. I have erupted as well.
I think you may have forgotten some of the sessions, and even back in Bosnia or something, there was a session we were all sitting there, but maybe it was at the end of the conference.
But
there were about four different DevConf meta sessions, which we expected the talk to be at different days and so on, but the talks team helpfully created the DevConf track and put them all one after the other on the same afternoon.
But one point I think is not only that we don't treat bad each other, it's just we don't, at the end we don't have, like what we are trying this time is really to arrive to a consensus point and then we can really move forward. Because we
all enjoy doing this.
Yeah. Anywhere different where we were.
And that then makes you feel like you're actually wasting time, and that makes you grumpy, and then you start to be snappy at each other.
So again,
that's why November is such a bad month.
I think we're just proving that on the point that being together physically is just so much better than trying to do that over a mailing list.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try. Good luck.
Okay. So.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you. You have the luck.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.